A posh backyard. Night. Morgan and Mitch are prowling with mag lights. A worried dad, Ted, peeks out from the window. Sure, Ted is a dad, but he still finds time to jam with his band from college. They opened for Jawbreaker once, you know.
I say we give this 5 more minutes, and if we don't find a carnivorous beast from beyond our borders, we bounce.
Oh, come on. It's here. I know it. Have I been wrong yet?
Yeah. You told me I should try ranch dressing on scrambled eggs? That's as wrong as anyone has ever been about anything.
No, I mean about monster stuff. I know you grew up killing these things with your bare hands.
And spears.
Right, bare hands and spears. But I'm connected to them. I can sense one.
Here's what I think. That overprotective dad in there heard a cat in the garbage, panicked, and opened the Hunter app. I bet he's also super worried about gluten and doesn't let his kid watch any TV with back talk.
You might have a point. I think they make the kid play with these.
Yeesh. A corn husk doll? A wind-up soldier? Looks like stuff you pull out of a serial killer's shed.
Yeah, toys should light up and shoot darts and yell stuff.
The kid's name is probably Foxtrot.
Or Tiebreaker.
They spin around. On the side of the house is an imp that looks like a cross between a flying squirrel and a chameleon. It's got a large, flat tail covered in spikes.
What kind is that?
A bad kind.
The imp swoops down at them. They barely stumble out of the way. Morgan brings out a sword. Despite having a sword that makes a cool noise when it comes out of its sword holder. What do you call those? Anyway, despite her cool sword, Morgan can't get close.
Mitch! Give it the sting!
Give me a minute. This one is kind of fast.
Does this help?
She slams her sword down on its tail, pinning it to the ground.
Shoot it! Wait, are you holding up your pants? Are you not wearing a belt?
I don't think you always need one. It's a societal conditioning. I decide based on the pants.
Take the shot! Kill the thing! Buy a fucking belt!
The monster slumps over, dead. Ted cautiously comes out of the house. A little kid peeks out from behind him.
The kid is wearing a bow tie. They dress him like a little science teacher.
Thank you so much. Would you guys like to come in for some carob brownies?
Carob tastes just like chocolate.
Bubble, Episode 2, 3 Stars. Written by Jordan Morris.
I can't help thinking about that poor kid. His will was broken.
Well, it sounds like his dad just raided us.
What did we get?
Oh, fuck no!
Hey, did you guys forget something?
3 stars? You gave us 3 stars?
I mean, 3 stars is good. Above average, even. Thought you guys did an adequate, passable job of killing that monster.
You wanted it dead. It's dead. My arm is bleeding. I almost accidentally saw Mitch's penis.
Hey.
This affects our bottom line. If we have a low star rating, the app doesn't give us as many jobs.
Oh, I realize that.
So what about this wasn't a 5-star experience? Was I supposed to bring a little water bottle? Was it the threat of Mitch's penis?
Hey, I guess the whole thing just lacked pizzazz.
What?
Other hunters I've used in the past have just been a little more fun. I kind of assumed because there was 2 of you that there would be a cool dynamic or banter or something.
We did have a fun discussion about putting ranch dressing on scrambled eggs.
Oh, I just love doing that.
We were potentially saving your life. You're not dead. Your child you dress like an uncle is not dead. What more could we have done?
I guess for me, the difference between 3 and 5 stars is showmanship. We used this one amazing hunter who had all these great catchphrases, and he even took pictures with our son, Timber. Here, look, I've got some on my phone. He let my son pose with a sword, which was a huge thrill. Here, he's making it look like Timber just stabbed that imp.
Of course, it's Van.
Oh, wait, do you know him? Is this someone you've had a long and complicated relationship with?
Whoa. She totally has. You're good.
I'm very intuitive.
Yeah, no kidding.
Some might say I'm an empath.
Van's place. Morgan and Annie sit on Van's filthy futon that's covered in blankets made heavy with a decade's worth of pot smoke.
So glad you guys came by to chill. I want you to try something. Yeah, it's a kombucha-inspired drink I'm brewing with gourds from outside in the brush. I know we're not technically supposed to have them, but early hip-hop artists weren't technically supposed to use samples, and they changed music forever.
Wow. Ugh, it's really bad.
It's not really about having a pleasant taste. It's about getting rid of toxins and strengthening your cell walls.
What happens when your cell walls are strong?
Yeah, you know, I'm really not that sure, but whatever it is, it's probably not bad.
Yeah, Van, we wanted to talk to you about something. How many stars do you have on Hunter?
All five, baby.
How do you do it? I mean, killing the imps just doesn't seem to be enough.
Oh, that's because it's not. I'm finding that being active on Hunter isn't just about your killing skills, although that is a key element. It's about marketing yourself, becoming a brand.
Please don't say brand again.
We should listen to him. He's got five stars. Five. That's the most.
Yeah, I know.
I got an Instagram account with geotagged filters, I live stream hunts, and I have a Patreon with bonus content.
Bonus content?
Just some electronic music and sick beats I've been messing around with.
Oh, wow. You really do it all, huh?
Yeah, you gotta stay relevant, man. There's some 19-year-old kid out there killing monsters in ways you can't even imagine. You guys have tons of potential. I mean, Mitch has powers. Legit powers. You should get a cool name like the Freak.
I'm not sure if that is.
It's perfect. Who killed your imp? Mitch. Lame, right? Who killed your imp? The Freak. Now that, my friend, is perfect.
I guess my main issue with it is that it's just kind of insulting.
Oh, it's them again. Hey, I just got a hunter call from some regulars. Why don't you come with and see what a 5-star experience looks like?
Morgan and Mitch stand on a suburban porch with Connie, Carrie, and Christine, three suburban moms holding giant glasses of sangria. They're clearly a little day drunk.
So, how do you guys know Van?
Oh, we're hunters, too.
And she and Van used to date. They've had a long and complicated relationship.
Oh, you guys had a thing? Oh, lucky. We think Van is just the best.
Van is battling a giant queen bee-like imp that's swarming with drones. He is bounding around with hydraulic jump boots and gloves that let him stick to walls. This is not necessarily helpful with the fight, but really does look sweet.
We always seem to get an imp attack when we're having our Sunday Funday book club.
Personally, I'd rather watch Van kick ass than discuss Lincoln and the Bardo.
You're just saying that because you didn't read it.
Guilty.
Oh, hey, do you two want some sangria?
I make it with wine.
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Ooh, looks like Van's going in for the kill shot.
Time to check out, baby.
Time to check out, baby!
Oh, come on.
What? It's a solid catchphrase.
Oh. Yeah!
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Van.
We so appreciate it.
I think I drink too much on an empty stomach. I should really slow down.
Drinks! Hey, guys, since I'm off the clock, why don't we all have one?
He reaches for the sangria pitcher and some of the glop from the monster gloops into it. Van gives Morgan a panicked look.
Oh, something just glooped into your drink. Maybe don't
Hey,
drink.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, it's just that people have been known to mutate if
they look, I don't need this from you right now.
Okay.
I think my kids have been selling my pills.
Hey, Van, remember how my husband has that guitar he thinks he can play? Would you mind?
Totally. Music is always changing, and I think that's great. But personally, in reflective moments like the one we're in right now, I always go back to the old masters. Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and the man I'm going to recognize today, Mr. John Mayer.
Oh, hell yeah! Love Mayer! Dude does not get enough respect.
Nice. Mitch is a Mayerniac.
He's pure musical mayonnaise.
The condiment everyone uses, but no one talks about. Yeah. Okay, guys. I think you know this one.
Van starts to play Your Body is a Wonderland. Well, he would if this wasn't a podcast with a very modest budget. So, for our purposes, he'll play something legally dissimilar enough.
So take all your good plates and break 'em. It's time to have a smile. body is a sexy place.
Your body is a sexy place.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Your body is a sexy place. Your body is a sexy place.
More Bubble after this break.
Hey, when you listen to podcasts, it really just comes down to whether or not you like the sound of everyone's voices. My voice is one of the sounds you'll hear on the podcast Dr. Game Show, and this is the voice of co-host and fearless leader Joe Firestone.
This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers over Zoom we've never spoken to in our lives. So that is basically the concept of the show. Pretty chill.
So take it or leave it, bucko. And here's what some of the listeners have to say.
It's funny, wholesome, and it never fails to make me smile.
I just started listening and I'm already binging it. I haven't laughed this hard in ages. I wish I'd discovered it sooner.
You can find Dr. Game Show on MaximumFun.org.
The next day, Mitch and Morgan sit on yoga balls in Bonnie's office. Mitch bounces annoyingly on his. He's got a giant bowl of cereal from the Tandem cereal bar, a branded hoodie, and beanie. Bonnie is yelling at someone on the phone.
Tell those R&D goobers that the upstairs bathrooms are for management only. I can tell it's them because the turds that clog the toilet are coming out of something with a diet that's not even the least bit microbiotic. Okay, thanks. Let's grab drinks soon.
Sorry about that, Morgan. How's my favorite and my favorite's friend? Hey, can you actually stop bouncing?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just kind of intimidated by you, and the bouncing helps calm me down.
I understand completely.
Thanks for letting us get cereal at the cereal bar and the swag from the swag closet. This seems like a fun place to work.
It is, isn't it? Too much, maybe? Hard to say what too much fun is. Anyway, you wanted something from me.
Yeah, we want you to change our star rating. We only have 3.5, and hunters with 5 stars are getting all the good jobs.
Oh, you mean like Van? Oh, he's doing so great. You should see all the heat he's getting on social media. Listen to this. Van is bae. Hashtag time to check out baby. And look at his mentions. In the last day alone, over 35 different Twitter users have called him daddy.
What does that matter? It's just about killing imps, right?
Not even close. Maybe this will explain it. I know you didn't pay to come to Fairhaven because I dragged you in from the wilderness myself, and I'm assuming your pal here is getting some help from his parents.
I'm paying them back in installments.
Mm-hmm. And how's that going?
I haven't technically started, but my mom knocks some money off my debt if I help her untangle lights when I come home for Christmas.
Ooh. My point is, most people pay good money to live here, away from all that shit on Earth. And they weren't nuts about being killed and eaten. But thanks to all the excitement surrounding Hunter, we've taken that bug and turned it into a feature.
So people are, like, enjoying the attacks?
Oh, it's excitement and adventure right in your own backyard, starring members of your own community.
I think we can kick it up a notch. I feel like I can get people to call me daddy.
Ah, that's the spirit. You do have that cool power, that goo that blasts out of your fingers. Maybe get a name that goes with that. Ooh, goo finger. You know, kind of like Goldfinger. Ooh, what about finger blast?
Yeah, no, that's good. We're still in the brainstorming phase about the nickname.
You know what? Maybe it's best that you don't try to go the Van route. Showmanship has never been your strong suit.
I can turn it on when I want to.
I bring this up with all the love in the world. When you were a kid, you collected tea bags.
Tea bags are neat, especially if you get an oblong one.
Gadgets. I think gadgets should be your thing. I may not be able to change your rating, but I can give you early access to Hunter Gear 2.0.
She flicks a switch and her wall spins around to reveal a cache of new weapons.
Here's an energy shield and a retractable shock-absorbing exoskeleton.
Frankly, all this is unnecessary. I mean, simple stabbing weapons work best.
I thought you might say that. I really thought You might say simple stabbing weapons work best, so I had R&D whip these up.
She opens a drawer and removes a series of sleek, simple blades.
Pick one up. They're the same weight and density as the bone weapons you'd craft in the brush. Plus, you'll notice some smaller throwing weapons that fit right into that charmingly retro fanny pack you still insist on wearing even though you're an adult. I love the feel myself. Hey, can you stop bouncing?
Sorry.
Okay, these are a step in the right direction.
Why don't you grab a few little stabbies and I'll see you around. I still have some recon to do about some unauthorized shits being taken in the upstairs bathroom.
Oh, no. Was I not supposed to use that?
Back at the apartment, Morgan and Mitch brainstorm with now out-of-work drug dealer Annie, because who better to go to for career advice?
I totally get where your boss is coming from. Don't rely on showmanship. Maybe sell pure fear? That's always helped me when I've dealt drugs. Kids from the suburbs love it when you throw in like a secret knock or a code word. Sometimes I'd just tell them to hide in the tub. No reason. I just yell, "Hide in the tub!" And they'd love it.
We can do this, right? We don't have to be as ridiculous as Van, but I can do tons of cool stuff.
We have to figure this out. All our eggs are in this basket. I had to stop selling because you're working for the man.
And I can't go back to delivery driving. I quit in a pretty intense way that, in hindsight, was unnecessarily harsh.
Why does no one believe I can be exciting? I can do a catchphrase if that's what everyone wants. I wrote down a few. Listen. It's stab time. Today sucks for you. Stab you later. Are these working?
What about hop in my fuck sack?
I don't think we're supposed to swear.
I think it's mainly your delivery that needs work. That's kind of Van's strong suit. He says shit with confidence. People love him.
I know. That's part of why he was so hard to date. The last anniversary we had before we broke up, he spent the whole night doing close-up magic for our waiter.
Ah, the magic phase.
So many phases. Like, he's so much goddamn fun, but you never know what you're gonna get from day to day. Maybe he spent all day cooking for you, but maybe he spent it practicing with his jam band he's starting with a guy he just met on the subway, and he forgot he said he'd pick you up after your dental surgery.
Isn't it a shame that the coolest people can be the most impossible to date? That's why I'm doing kind of a polyflexible thing right now. Anyway, you should take a page out of his playbook, though. That man can entertain.
I can entertain, too.
Well, I love you, so I enjoy hearing about your teabag collection.
Oh! I have a karaoke machine we can bring with us. It was the first thing I bought when I was trying to get into the party bus industry.
Before the bus?
What would we use it for?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about how to set ourselves apart.
Hey, how about a nickname for you? What about Lil Stinker?
Why do my powers automatically make people want to give me embarrassing nicknames?
Oh, I totally forgot. You have powers. Yeah.
Van is responding to another call at the book club's place. He's carrying a backpack that contains his weaponry, cocktail shakers, and devil sticks, in case things get wild. All three women are in the backyard, joined inside the same glowing light. They hover slightly off the ground.
Connie, Carrie, Christine, is everything all right?
Connie is no longer. Carrie is no longer. Christine is no longer. There is only book club. We are book club.
Okay. Yeah, that's totally cool. Hey, Connie, I'm sorry. Book club, I guess. Is that Connie's husband in a cocoon?
Sure enough, Connie's husband is stuck to the wall, encased in organic goo.
Hey, you're that asshole that was playing my guitar.
Come on, dude, don't be like that.
Sorry, just going through some shit. Work has been a beast, and now this cocoon business.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's all good.
He was not strong enough to join book club. He collected stupid vintage guitars, but never learned to play. He never helped with the wash. He was always sending messages to his exes on Facebook. He will be nutrients for book club.
Hey, maybe I just let him go and whip us up some guac.
We do not require guac. We require only nutrients and expansion. You will become book club. You will eat, pray, and love with us. Join book club.
Oh, I've seen this before. All right, you've been infected by a species that operates as a collective. It totally crushes autonomy.
Quiet now, please. Do not resist. join book club.
No. Listen, I'm like super busy, all right? I have kickball and Greco-Roman wrestling, so I probably wouldn't have time to read any of the books.
Book club is not about the book. Half the time we don't even read it. It is an excuse to hang and drink and become a collective hive mind that will soon envelop the world. Soon all there will be is book club.
Super appreciate the offer, but like I said, I am busy.
Van throws down the backpack, thrusts his fists inside, and pulls them out with his battle gauntlets. He rushes towards them and takes a swing. They dart off into three different directions, then reform behind Van. They blast him with their green energy, and it pulls him in.
You are book club! You are book club!
Green bile pours out of their mouths onto Van. A dead look spreads across his face. Now when book club speaks, he is part of the chorus.
We are book club!
Now, let's grab those marks!
More Bubble after this break.
Video games can make you laugh.
They can make you cry.
They can even make you sing.
We're the hosts of Triple Click.
It's a podcast about video games.
This is an exciting time for new games, from Diablo to Final Fantasy.
From Starfield to Street Fighter.
From Zelda to... oh, who are we kidding? We're just going to talk about Zelda.
Whether you play games or you just like hearing about them, we've got you covered.
Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
A block party is going on in the book club's neighborhood. Kids jump in a bounce house and hip parents chat over microbrews.
My kids don't have peanut allergies per se, but I try and keep a peanut-free household so it teaches them empathy for those that do have one.
Huh, that's really interesting. You know, I was watching this fascinating documentary.
Connie, Christine, Carrie, are you guys okay?
There is no Connie. There is no Christine. There is no Van.
Who's Van?
Oh, is this the guy?
Maybe they're talking about an actual Van.
Oh, I recognize him from the internet. Hi, Daddy.
Maybe I should call a hunter.
Quiet now, please. Your time has drawn to a close. The time of book club is at hand. The strongest among you will join us. The weakest will have the honor of being turned into nutrients. Like you, Paula Christian.
Yes?
You apparently can't even keep your dog from crapping on other people's lawns. You are weak. You will be the first to become our food.
That dog is a rescue and has a lot of trauma that manifests itself in his bowel movements.
Quiet now, please.
Mitch and Morgan watch the chaos from afar. Morgan wields her new swords. Mitch drags his karaoke machine.
Oh, this is great. Tons of people, daylight, perfect for photos.
That doesn't look like an imp. It looks like people. Wait, is that Van?
Crap, it is. That bug from yesterday probably infected them.
What do we do?
Try not to hurt them, I guess, but they are dangerous.
Maybe we could distract them with the karaoke machine? Get them to sing something? Boys to Men, maybe? Lots of close harmonies there.
Oh, I can't believe you brought that thing.
I totally think the karaoke machine could become our signature. It has an air horn sound.
Oh, really? Sweet, can I push it?
Sure.
Oh, wait, they see us. Stupid fun to push air horn button.
Book club whips around and hovers to them with impressive speed.
You two have much strength. You will join book club now and know the peace that accompanies surrender.
Should I sting?
Not yet. I don't think it will kill them, but it might. Van, it's Morgan. Fight it. Just like break out or whatever and start kicking ass.
There is no Van. There is no Connie. There is
Wait,
no...
Wait, who's Connie?
She's our neighbor. Hi, I'm Paula. I called you on the app.
Hi, Paula. Do you want a bottle of water?
I think I'm good.
Cool. Let me know if you change your mind. Now, please step back while I try to free my friend without killing him.
Book club is not your friend. Book club does not know you.
Van does. Van is in there. We dated.
Quiet now, please.
All the members of Book Club scatter and come at Morgan from different angles. Mitch hangs back, unsure of who to blast.
Come on, man. We grew up together. We both got snatched and thrown in here the same week. You were a nightmare boyfriend and missed my freaking birthday because you got stuck on a zip line. Van!
Look, as I mentioned before, there is no Van. But if there was a Van, he might say that in his defense, you can be kind of hard to read.
What? I think I'm super honest.
About clothes and movies and stuff. But your feelings? Forget about it.
Well, maybe I don't know how I feel all the time.
Well, then talk about that. Talk about how you're feeling weird and unsure. Van, I mean, Book Club could handle that.
Well, tell Van that it was impossible to tell if I get his full attention because I was always competing with the obsession of the week.
You act like it was all bad.
It wasn't. Sorry. I'm just inclined to go negative because you're trying to kill me.
Assimilate you.
Assimilate me, sorry.
Reasonable mistake. Go on.
I loved Van. I still love him. He reminds me to be stoked, which is important. I'm not naturally stoked.
And Van appreciates how you inspire him to slow down. To stop and appreciate the simple beauty of an oblong teabag.
Morgan and Van lock eyes. His expression starts to come back. Before he can speak, Connie brains Morgan on the back of the head. Van's blank stare returns. All members of Book Club start to pile on Morgan. Mitch shoulder checks one of them off. The rest take notice.
You have power. What do they call you?
A Mitch. Nickname to come.
Book Club advances on him.
Morgan, I can sting now, right?
Become one with us. We hope you like true crime, because we're really getting into true crime lately.
Before they envelop him, we hear Morgan singing into the karaoke machine.
Take all your good plates and break them.
They are paralyzed. The song is working. The light creeps back into Van's eyes. Everyone joins in.
Your body is a sexy place. Your body is a sexy place. Your body is a sexy place.
Hell yeah! Underrated jam.
Mitch, sting! Now!
Mitch hits them with the sting, and they all fall to the ground. Morgan and Mitch both catch their breath. Mitch's pants are around his ankles.
Still no belt, huh?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, you don't always need one. Decide based on the pants.
Thanks so much for that. Love the sing-along element. Easily one of the most fun hunter experiences we've had. 5 stars all the way.
Our pleasure. Want the water now?
Ooh, yeah, that sounds nice.
It's happening. Everyone is rating us.
Our star meter, it's rising.
We did it. We don't have 3 stars anymore. We have 3.2 stars.
Yay!
Morgan, Mitch, and Van all relax and sip coffee at an outdoor cafe. Mitch has long since pulled his pants up.
Hey, I just thought of something. This whole thing started because we were getting 3 stars, but you might say that we're the 3 stars.
Wow, Mitch. Amazing.
Yeah, that's really good.
Thanks. I thought of it on the way over.
How are you feeling, Van? Are you even a little bit assimilated?
No, man. I feel great. I guess since I hadn't been in the club that long, I still had some brain left.
What about those moms? Are they still, like, a unit?
You got me. Tandem came and took them away.
Hey, sorry to bother you guys, but do I recognize you? Laser Dong?
I'm not sure what that is.
You're the Laser Dong meme guy. Wait, do you not know? You're the friggin' king, man. Check this out.
He pulls out his phone and starts a video. The gang crowds around. It's from the fight with Book Club. Mitch's pants are around his ankles, and he's blasting them. From where the video is filmed, it looks like the laser is coming out of his dong.
Whoa. Well, that's a misleading angle. It doesn't come out of my dong.
Doesn't matter to the internet, man. Check these out. Laser Dong meets Keyboard Cat. Cardi B does the Laser Dong Challenge. Steamed hams, but it's Laser Dong.
Wow. cool.
If it makes you feel any better, the guy they got to play you in the Laser Dong porn parody is way worse looking than you are.
Well, good, I guess.
I won't keep bothering you, but can you take out your dong and make it look like you're zapping me with it, and I'll get a snap and add the lasers in with Photoshop after?
Mitch, don't.
Okay, but can I just get a quick selfie?
Sure.
Thanks a ton. This rules.
Well, I think you have your nickname.
I mean, you could still go with the Freak and hope it gets more popular.
No. You know what? I think I'm into it. It could be worse, right?
Yeah, it totally could.
I mean, it's tough, masculine, futuristic. Everything I want my personal brand to be.
Hey, way to go. Keep that personal brand in mind. It's your greatest resource.
Here's to Laser Dong. To Laser Dong.
Later, in a holding cell deep beneath Tandem HQ, the Van Less Book Club sits in high-tech shackles. A shadowy figure enters.
Hey, ladies. How's your Sunday going?
There are no ladies. There is only book club.
Oh, right. Sorry.
What do you want with book club?
Well, I'm forming a team. And you all just seem like such team players.
Bubble is an original production of MaximumFun.org, created by Jordan Morris, with executive producers Jesse Thorne and Nick Adams. Three Stars featured performances from Allison Becker, Eliza Skinner, Mike Mitchell, Christella Alonzo, Keith Powell, Bill Corbett, Mark Gagliardi, Tawny Newsome, Vanessa Ramos, Maureen Price, Humphrey Carr, Danielle Radford, Arnie Niekamp, and me, Tavi Gevinson. Producers are Julia Smith and Ben Walker, director Eric Martin. Original music is by Annie Hart, additional music by Jonathan Colton. Contributing writers are Jane Borden, Janine Brito, Danielle Radford, Nick Weiger, Riley Silverman, Allison Becker, and John Gutierrez. Maximum Fund's managing director is Bikram Chatterjee.
Never get used to that.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.